Bulletin Board. Journal Junction. Each month this year, you can write a little bit of your own history in your journal. This month, write about your mother or grandmother. What is her name? What does she look like? Draw a picture of her, or write down your favorite memory of her. The influence of your mother will bless you throughout your life. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Good Word. This month's good word is atonement. It means the gift Jesus Christ gave us when he suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane and died on the cross. The gift blesses us with important things. When we are resurrected, our body and spirit will come back together. We can be forgiven when we repent. If we obey Heavenly Father, we will live with him forever. If we give our best effort to serve God, he will strengthen us. Look for this month's good word on page 14. Missionary Moments. Even though you won't serve a full-time mission until you are older, you can do things now to be a missionary. Here are some things children like you have done to share the gospel. One day at lunch, I sat next to my classmate who is not a member of the church. He saw me saying a prayer before eating. After that, we started to talk about the gospel and the plan of salvation. He asked me some questions, too. I was glad that I shared something about the church with my classmate. I hope he can be baptized someday. Blanca S., age 11, Hong Kong.
A new family moved to our block. The father had passed away, so it had been hard for them. We always try to be kind to them. My mom invited the mom to church, and their sons invite us to their birthday parties. I am happy because they went to church with us and learned that they will see their dad and husband again, and they can be an eternal family. Braden Yu, age 9, California.
Healthy and Happy by Jane H. Lassiter. Heavenly Father wants you to take care of the wonderful body he has blessed you with. Answer these questions to help you know if you keep your body clean. 1. Do you wash your hands before you eat, after you use the bathroom, and after you sneeze or blow your nose? 2. Do you take a shower or bath regularly? 3. Do you brush your teeth twice a day? The cleanest answers. 1. Washing hands is an important thing you can do to keep from getting sick. All day long, you touch things and germs stick to your hands. When you wash your hands, the germs go down the drain instead of into your body where they could make you sick. When you wash your hands, after you sneeze or blow your nose, you are washing away the germs that could make other people sick. 2. Just as when you wash your hands, germs and dirt go down the drain when you bathe regularly. When you wash your body, you are helping your skin keep out germs and other dirty things that could make you sick. 3. When teeth get dirty, they start to decay. When that happens, they hurt. Brushing your teeth twice a day helps them stay healthy and strong. End of the article, Bulletin Board.